Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning, and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians. All while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
And welcome to Leading Edge Medicine. My name is Lynette, along with Dr. Jerry Mixon. And Dr. Samira Umat has the weekend off. And next weekend, too, so she'll be back with us. In the meantime, we have wonderful guest doctors stepping in, and today we have Dr. Christine Brazel joining Dr. Jerry Mixon. So welcome, Christine.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for being on the show today, and I know we have a lot of topics to cover, but I want to go ahead and give out that phone number. I know we have some folks that are anxious to call in. Here is the number, 206-421-5757. That is 206-421-5757. We hope that you'll call in with questions about aging and your health, maybe a recent diagnosis. Give us a call. We have both doctors in, and we would love to talk with you. All right, so Dr. Mixon, what is top of mind for you today?
Top of mind for me right now is that public service announcement that we just heard on the air.
Oh, yes, about obesity.
It is stop weight bias. Mm. And they were basically telling us that, you know, we shouldn't be worried about America being the fattest industrialized country on earth and being the only industrialized country on earth with a dropping lifespan because we're too damn fat. Sorry, folks. I understand you don't want people to criticize you. No one likes being criticized. But the reality is obesity is killing America.
And it's harming young people disproportionately because they've lost their fertility. They're getting cancers at an earlier age.
Yes.
They're struggling with heart disease at ages that have never been seen before.
And dementia is overwhelming the country in large measure because we are too overweight. And so, you know, I think that public service announcement, I'm sure they mean well. They don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but they're wrong. They're just flat out wrong. Mm. Being overweight and being obese is a terrible thing, not just for the individuals, but for the society and the country writ large. In fact,
and it is actually leading to disabilities that we don't need.
It's leading to heart disease and dementia and cancer and diabetes and neuropathies and degenerative joint disease and all sorts of terrible stuff.
Missed days of work, pain, treatment for back pain and knee pain.
You know, I'm going to tell folks now, I've got a project for the coming year. All right. I've always got projects.
Yes, you do.
You know, I think the day I die, whenever that is, there'll be six unfinished projects.
Let me know what they are, Jerry. I'll keep them going.
Okay.
Although you might outlive me at the rate you're going. So.
But one of my projects is, I don't know who's going to win the coming election, but whoever wins, I want to get involved with their advisors. I want to select a surgeon general for the United States. This is the country's doctor that will help us develop a national weight loss fitness program. You know, the last surgeon general we had who was actually an activist and improved the country's life was C. Everett Koop.
Because of the smoking?
The smoking. C. Everett Koop in 1980 came in and he went on a real attack against smoking and has saved millions of lives and improved the health of the country writ large. We have not had another Surgeon General who really went after the things that are killing our country. And I would love it if we can get a Surgeon General appointed, whether they come from a Democrat or Republican regimen. I want a Surgeon General who will actually work to improve the fitness and the health of America. And the one thing we can do that would lower the risk of heart disease, lower the risk of cancer, lower the risk of diabetes, lower the risk of dementia, lower the risk of degenerative joint disease, is go on an aggressive campaign to make America a lean, fit country.
Well, Jerry, you've heard of the Blue Zones, I'm sure.
I have.
Well, one of the things about the Blue Zones is people are living to 100 in good health, not propped up on machines, doing all sorts of the kind of interventions
getting
we're talking about.
Getting their diaper changed and being fed in the nursing home, yeah.
And one of the sad things about these Blue Zones is they're shrinking and not growing because their grandchildren are getting obese and getting cancer and heart disease living the modern lifestyle. And we don't have to move back into caves to be healthy because that wasn't good for anybody.
I don't live in a cave, I promise you.
I don't want to live in a cave either, but interestingly, many of these modern comforts that we've developed for convenience are actually driving this chronic disease.
Yes.
And that's lack of exercise. You're not sweating enough because the air conditioning's on. You're not shivering enough because the heat is on. You're not carrying your groceries because someone just drop shipped them to your front door. You don't even have to learn how to chop a vegetable. And that's sad because those are the things that actually keep us alive and engaged. And the people who are living to 100 are still doing those things every day.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, if I live to 100, I want to live to 100 in a vital, active life. I don't want to live to 100 in a nursing home, getting my diaper changed and being spoon-fed.
And you don't live to 120 if you're not doing those things at 100.
That's right. So, you know, I have a strong bias here for lean, healthy people because I'm a doctor. I want healthy people. And you can't, there is no such thing as fit and fat.
Well, one of the things that is on the Blue Zones website is communities in the United States and around the world that are creating these programs to bring it locally. You're talking about the Surgeon General, and that's all of America, but individually, these smaller local programs are helping people how to figure out how to walk to the store or bike
yes.
to the store.
Yes.
And that's really important, how to have a connection with your vegetable grower, because he's going to get you the best stuff that's going to give you those wonderful polyphenols we keep talking about.
But, you know, part of that, too, comes into our urban planning and zoning.
Mm-hmm. That's actually part of their plan is how to change urban planning and zoning.
Because if your grocery store is 6 miles from home.
And, you're going to drive.
And you can only get there in a car because the sidewalks and the trails don't go there anyway, you know, then you don't have a lot of choice. You can't walk to the grocery store. You know, my wife and I are blessed in that our home is half a block above the Cross Kirkland Corridor. And so we go down on the trail, we walk the mile to our grocery store, and we carry our little grocery bag, we buy the food for a day or two, and we carry our groceries the mile home.
That sounds very European.
Climb the hill.
Yes.
Yeah, and my wife fixes fresh food for a day or two, and then in the evening when I get home from work, you know, we give our daughter her piano lessons and so on. And she goes, does her fencing. And then while she's working on math, we walk down the trail. We walk to the grocery store. We buy our groceries for the next couple of days. And, you know, this is just part of our lifestyle. And I wish everybody could have said lifestyle. I know it's not possible for everybody, but, you know, nobody has to be 50, 70, 100 pounds overweight.
No.
That is purely optional, and it needs to be addressed. And I think a national program is leadership is the question. I see, Lynette, you're giving us a marker that we've got to go to a break, so we're going to go to a break. But I'm going to tell you about one of my quasi-medical political fantasies. When we get back.
Awesome.
Okay. Yes. Looking forward to it.
And then the phones have been ringing off the hook, so we're going to take
and
some phone calls,
then we'll start
too.
Taking calls.
All right. We're going to take a quick break here. This is Leading Edge Medicine, and if you have a question for either of the doctors, you can give us a call at 1-206- 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be back with our first call and Dr. Mixon in just a moment. Stay right there.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this. I can help. I got two strong arms. I can help.
Is that muted or mooted?
You are unmuted now.
Right.
Oh, welcome back. This is Leading Edge Medicine.
Well, I am going
with
to
Dr. Mixon.
I'm going to moot a project that that never came to pass and probably never shall. But one of my doctor fantasies back when Mr. Trump was elected in 2016, I looked at this fellow of substantial girth and I thought, you know, he has an opportunity that to lead the country. He could, if his ego would permit, get up and say, America, I'm too damn fat. And so are you. Let's lose the weight together, you know. And he could have been our cheerleader and lost the weight step by step by step, and actually reported to the country in his quasi fireside chats, you know.
Yes,
and Ozempic is almost universally available now, so there's nothing keeping him from doing that.
That's true. Well, except that we don't know if he'll be elected. Or,
he could do it anyway.
Back and forth and back and forth. Well, that's why I said, I don't. Whoever gets elected, I'm going to see what I can do to push to get us a Surgeon General, because that's an appointed office that will actually take on America's obesity problem.
The fitness.
We need to be a lean, fit country. That's just all there is to it. You know, whenever I see someone elected, I always fantasize, how would I like this president to act? You know, when Mr. Obama was elected, I had hopes, but I, of course, was disappointed. I'm always disappointed in politicians. With Mr. Obama, he has a Caucasian mother and a true African Nigerian father. So you don't get more African American than that. Mr. Obama had the opportunity to heal the racial divides of the country, to say, I'm equally black, I'm equally white. What I really am is American. You know, and that could have been his mantra. You know, we are Americans. Race doesn't matter. I'm equal this and that. He didn't. He took the racist theme in everything, became victim and oppressor. And I was quite disappointed in him for that. With Trump, I was disappointed that that was a lost opportunity. You know, so we'll see.
But he did champion fitness, and his wife did champion healthy eating that is now 10 years later resounding so strongly in the medical literature about what can actually prevent disease.
And I noticed that Donald is leaner this time around, too.
Yeah, I noticed that,
so
too.
So Melania probably gave him some word, or somebody gave him the word. Certainly wasn't me. But anyway, I doubt he listens to my show. But,
he should.
You know, yeah, he should. Well, he's about my age. He should, damn it.
There you go, yeah.
I could outrun him any day of the week. And every time I saw, you know, Joe Biden say, hey, let's do a push-up contest, I said, okay, Joe, I'll take that challenge.
Yeah, that's right. He would beat almost all of them. I have a few patients, and I won't name them, but I know they're listening, and I know they could probably out-push up almost anybody they know, including their cardiologist.
Yes. But, you know, our patients tend to be healthy people. They may not be healthy when they walk in our door. Mm-hmm. But if they follow the program, they can become lean and strong and healthy and smart, and we can fix their diabetes and we can improve their degenerative joint disease. Our patients do well if they do more than just write us a check and then ignore us. But because writing us a check doesn't fix the problem, you know. But you do need to do what we want you to do. If you follow your doctor's directions at Longevity Medical Clinic, you will get lean and strong and fit and smart and healthy.
Well, for example, I have a patient who just started doing the Ozempic through his provider. And I said, great, they're giving you the prescription. Let me tell you how it works and what to really do. So I gave him very, very explicit instructions of what to eat, what not to eat. And his weight loss has been almost triple what one would have expected on the first month of doing whatever you want. And the first month is always the biggest result, but I was astounded to see how well he did. And he said, I did listen to what you said, and I included these things, and I didn't do those things. And it's been a remarkable transformation for him, but also the results speak to themselves. We can measure it in the blood. We can measure it on the in-body. He looks fantastic. And these are the results you might see in 6 months or longer without the guidance that you can get with the right supplementation and which nutrients to choose or avoid.
And see, you do it a very scientific, even-handed. I don't get that at home. Bandine has a one-finger method of keeping my weight down.
Yeah.
If she sees me get out of the shower and there's anything saggy on my belly, she waves her finger in the air, reaches out, taps me on the belly, and says, "Fat." Now, as I've pointed out before, you know, she's Chinese. I understand this is one of those very subtle Asian sorts of approaches. But as Caucasian males go, I'm reasonably perceptive. And I recognize that maybe, just maybe, the woman I adore might want me to lose that pound.
Because she wants to keep you around.
Well, yes.
Yes. Well, she tells me that she really enjoys having a lean, hard body in her bed at night. And I really enjoy being that lean, hard body. So I plan to share her bed for at least the next 30 years.
Well, my patients that do really well with our weight loss program, we have two ways. We have our weight management program where you can sign up for guided, medically supervised, prescription managed weight loss. And then we have our general weight consultation management through our membership program. Our patients do great when they use the tools that we give them. And we have a lot of tools, but we can't follow you around the house.
That's right. We can't
do your grocery shopping for you. We can give you guidance, but we can't shop it. But all my patients know Dr. Brausler's first rule of thumb is first, don't put it in. So adding more supplements doesn't undo what you just did for dessert. You can't fish oil your way out of a Big Mac. It just doesn't work.
It does not work.
And the McFish isn't that much better. So really, it's about changing the direction of what you put in first, or waiting a little longer with fasting, or ending the evening earlier with the earlier dinners that have proven to be so beneficial for cardiovascular disease, cancer, and diabetic risk.
Let me tell you another Bandine story just for fun.
Yeah.
20 years ago, when the woman I adore came into my home, we are different generations, and she's 30 years my junior, different cultures, different countries, different everything. It took a little adjusting to get together. But I took her out to Dairy Queen.
That was the last time?
No, we've been to Dairy Queen about once a month since then, but our Dairy Queen trips are a little bit different than I used to. Used to be, when I went to Dairy Queen, I love their blizzards, especially the one that has, the pecan.
I'm afraid I haven't been to one, I think, since 91.
Well, the turtle pecan blizzard. Yeah, I know that one.
That's right, pecan turtle blizzard. And so I said, you got to try this. This is the best ice cream in the world. Okay. And so we bought a blizzard, and we took it home, and we sat down on the couch. She brought two spoons for one blizzard. We took the cap off. I took a bite. She took a bite. I took a bite. She took a bite. She said, that's enough. Let's put it away. And she closed it up and walked to the freezer to stick it in the freezer.
Yes.
And I'm sitting there saying, but.
I thought that giant bucket was a portion.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
I always eat a blizzard. I don't eat two bites of a blizzard.
You don't eat two snowflakes in a blizzard.
So, that damn blizzard lasted us 3 weeks. It was our dessert each night. Two bites.
There you go.
You're done.
All done.
And,
the first two bites are usually the best two bites.
I certainly appreciate them these days. Yeah. So, there's a reason that I say Bandine if she has three fat cells on her body they've never met. She is lean, she's strong, she's fit, and she wants me to be that way. And so she's my monitor, and because I love the woman, I respect her opinion, she's smarter than hell. She's smart enough to marry me. That tells me, she's really way up there. And I know I'm a genius because I was smart enough to marry her. It's worked out very well for the last 20 years. But it takes some adjustments. And even I have had to learn to eat properly at times. And you know, my skinny little Chinese wife is a big part of that.
All right. So we all need, what I'm hearing is we all need a skinny Chinese little wife.
Or a support system or something. Yes. We all need somebody
to support
us.
We need their wisdom. So they can also do other things instead of tell us how to behave.
There we go.
Oh, yes. I do the bites of the blizzard and make it last, but not for 3 weeks, maybe for a week. Yeah. And then after the first 2 days, you forget about it anyway, and then you toss it.
So. That's right.
All right. We are going to take a quick break, and we will be back with your phone calls. Here's the number to call and get on the show, 206-421-5757. We'll be right back with more Leading Edge Medicine in just a moment.
I've needed several laugh chances from time to time in my life.
Yes. Oh, we're back. It's Leading Edge Medicine. Hi there. I'm Lynette, along with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Christine Brazel in the studio today. And we're headed to the phones right now. We have Brian calling in from Kent. Welcome, Brian.
Hey, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, thank you for your patience.
Enjoy your So I have a question for you. I have a strange tailbone problem. Mm-hmm. I went to a doctor. I'm probably not going to pronounce this correctly. He called it XR Sacrum Coccyx 2 Plus VW, whatever that is. He did an X-ray, found nothing wrong with the tailbone except for a funny little curvature, but that is attributed to a little bit of arthritis I have in my back. Okay. He gave me an injection. The pain went away for, I would say, about 2 months, and then it came back. This was back in September of last year. So it's been nagging me again for the last few months, and it's very painful, depending on how you sit. Painful to get up and painful to sit. I tried a pillow cushion on the chair. That really didn't bring much relief of anything. I don't know if there's any solution, or maybe it's just attributed to arthritis.
Can you tell me, where is your pain? Is it just right in the tailbone, right at the sacrum? Or does it go down your legs or feet?
No. So if I press there right now, and I'm going down, call it the crack, you go down there right at the tip of it, is very painful.
Okay.
Very sore.
All right, so that's not even the sacrum. That's all the way down to the coccyx.
The tip at that joint where it bends.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Dan Nelson, if you are listening, we're putting out the bat signal, the Dan signal. You can give us a call and help us with this guy.
You know, with the old school osteopaths and old school chiropractors, they were able to do an adjustment for this. Obviously, it would be an uncomfortable adjustment, and few people are trained in it now. But occasionally, you can find someone who's still doing the manipulative therapies to adjust the myofascial tissue around that joint. Yep. It's not a comfortable adjustment at all, but it does work for some people.
I would warn you that when a physician says it's not comfortable, it means it hurts like hell. So.
Well, also back to the point of where it's located is a very emotionally sensitive area for people as well as physically sensitive.
Yeah, it is. You know,
from a sitting position, you're grimacing your face because it's painful.
Sure. But the fact that a steroid injection to the area cooled it off, damped down the inflammation to the point that you were able to go for several months before the pain returned. You know, that tells me that indeed this is an inflammatory process. Knocking down the inflammation and the swelling helped. So there should be some way to knock that down long term. I just, not in my bailiwick. You know, I'm the aging guy. So that's why I've got Dan Nelson in my armamentarium, because Dan is the pain specialist. And if anybody
is the only thing, a
ready solution.
Can't get more than...
I would guess it was going to be him, but I'm sorry, I keep interrupting you. Problem of not seeing each other. We lose the visual cues.
Yeah, no, I don't think what my doctor told me is you can't really have more than two injections because those steroids are really bad for you.
Yeah, well, we try to keep the steroids down to no more than two in a year. Yeah. The fact is that steroids improve or decrease inflammation dramatically. They are the most potent anti-inflammatory known to man. But they suppress your immune system and make you more susceptible to both cancers and every infection known to man. They also make your muscles weaker. They predispose you to cataracts.
And in the case of the injections, it actually can make the ligaments and the tendon sheath around it more vulnerable to rupture later, which is part of the local injection response, is just tissue damage from getting injected.
Precisely. So we try to limit the number of steroid injections. And so, you know, if there's a better way to do that than steroid injections, I'd love to have somebody give us a call about it. And you know, as I said, Dr. Nelson's probably the number one guy for that. Tell you what, if he's not calling in, it means that he's heresy of heresies, not listening to the show this morning.
What?
he's enjoying his physical activity.
He may be, yes. But why don't, we're probably going to have Dan on again here in the next few weeks, 2-3 weeks from now. Why don't you, if you hear he is on the show, give a call and let's pass this off to him.
Yeah.
See if he can come up with something brilliant for us.
Often our patients will make an appointment with his PA?
Sarah Goble,
and she can do an assessment to find out if it's something they can manage or refer you to the person who can manage it if it's not in their scope.
I think they've got like 14 orthopedic surgeons in that group.
Yeah.
And so if Dan thinks that an orthopod rather than him is the right person, he will, you know, give the orthopod a call and say, I want you to take a look at this guy. So
what was, I got to write his last name down. What was it again?
Daniel Nelson, N-E-L-S-O-N. He's at ProLiance.
ProLiance.
Yeah.
And we've got the phone number for you too, if you'd like that.
I actually have an with ProLiance for a different problem coming up in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Well, Dan Nelson is their regenerative medicine specialist. And so he actually is really good. He does the stem cells, the PRP injections, all those sorts of things, trying to grow and heal and repair tissues rather than using the surgeries. So,
Why
don't you give him the number and let him call and see what he can do there, too.
All right. Yes, the number for Dr. Dan Nelson at Pro Ortho is this number. It is 1-425-823-4000. So that's 425-823-4000. You can also get a hold of him online, which is danielnelsonmd.com. All right.
Great. Does he, you know, another question, does he work on locking fingers?
I think they've got hand specialists up there, too.
Yeah.
Up on the second floor, there's a whole group of doctors that do nothing but hands.
As some of the listeners know, I had to see one of the hand specialists there, Dr. Samuel Galley, last year for a locking thumb. Two injections didn't do the job, so I ended up getting a little mini surgery in March that fixed it right up. So that's just a different part of the building, Dr. Galley. G-A-L-L-E.
Yeah, I had a locking finger problem on my left hand, and so I had two injections. It didn't hold, so they did surgery 4 or 5 months ago, and now I can't bend my finger down all the way, although it doesn't lock. It's just, it goes maybe 70% of the distance, and for some weird reason, my middle finger next to it has developed locking finger as well. It's like, how can that happen?
I have
it
no
travels,
idea.
I guess.
Well, the inflammation underlying it that was driving the contraction of the flexor tendons might be at play, and that could be biochemical, the things that we address here, or need a little prolotherapy, PRP, like Dr. Nelson will do, or stem cell for the more advanced degenerative conditions.
Anyway, give them a call and let them take a look.
Yeah, they just say take ibuprofen, but my concern is over time it's really not going to be good for your body.
No, it's not good for your gut. You know, 3 months of ibuprofen and nearly half the people have GI bleeding.
I don't think they're allowed to say anything else. Like all the GI doctors have to say, take omeprazole, even though there's clearly better ways to solve a lot of issues. I think they're just forced to say it because it's the standard now.
Oh, great. Okay, well, I appreciate your time with me. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
All
take
right.
care.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Brian. We are going to go to break, and we will be back with Bonnie's question, and we'll be talking with Chris as well. If you have a question for the doctors, now is the time to call. Here is our number, and that number for the studio line is 206-421-5757. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more Leading Edge Medicine in just a moment. Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Christine Brazel, and your calls on the phone. In fact, we have a phone caller named John who called in relation to the last caller.
About the coccyx pain?
Yes, the tailbone, and he wanted to offer what worked for him.
Well, so, let's hear about it.
Yes, John, please share.
Hello, John.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Not very often you hear something that happened to you and then somebody's got the same problem and you don't know what's
yes.
going on. I had a tailbone problem like that. It was right at the very tip of the coccyx, and it was just like if you just barely touched it, it would just damn near put you on the ground. It hurt so bad. So I have a naturopath, Joanne Farwell out in Seattle, that does prolotherapy. Mm-hmm. And I had prolotherapy done where they do the detox sugar solution, or you can draw your blood and they can put the PPR shots in there. And she does that with a needle. And what that does is that she pushes it in all around that area, probably one or two times in that area. And she pulls it out a little ways, but she doesn't inject you that time. She pulls it out and then pushes it all around. And it took about a month for it to do it, but then all of a sudden it was just like gone, and that helped.
Did she do the PRP or did she do the PRP or the mild irritant solutions for the prolotherapy?
She did the PRP on there because I was having my neck done at the same time, and I was complaining about my tailbone. She says, "Well, I'll give you some relief around that," and of course, my neck's good on there, but I think the PPR. That is the way to go because it completely quit. And I had it probably was about 3 to 6 months of torture before I found out what I could do to it when I talked to Dr. Farwell. Sure. And she's out in Lake Union is where she's at.
All right. Well, I know Dan does a lot of PRP work. And
he can do that. Prolotherapy is it works for me. I've done prolotherapy on my back and stuff like that, and I swear by it because I've had bad back, bad neck, and stuff like that for many years. But I've had several of those injections through the years, and I couldn't be better now. A lot less pain I used to be in.
Well, good.
That's good to hear.
That is wonderful to hear. Okay, well, let's stay healthy, stay lean, stay fit, and we'll pass. Well, I'm sure you have just passed on the answer, so.
Yeah,
let's
hopefully
see if we
listen.
Can get Dan or somebody to put some PRP around that coccyx. Because PRP is a very potent anti-inflammatory, it's long-lasting.
It's better than taking a bunch of steroid shots.
Oh, yes. There's 9 different growth factors
steroids,
in PRP.
I mean, besides they hurt, I've never had one. I asked the guy one time, I said, "How'd that steroid shot do for you?" He says, "I could barely move for 3 days," and I thought, "Well, I'm never getting one."
All right. Okay. Well, thank you for
thank
the call,
you, John.
Sir. We do appreciate it.
Yes, very helpful. All right, the phone calls keep coming, and we are taking them. If you'd like to ask a question to the doctors, 206-421-5757. We're headed to Edmonds with Bonnie. Hi, Bonnie. Welcome.
Hello, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Thank you once more. I have several questions, and I'll start with fish oil. the quantities that you should take, and is there a point where you can take too much? I have a friend that told me about the Mega XL, and that you take twice a day for several, like a month, and then you go down to one a day. And I've been taking Kirkland's fish oil, and I don't know what is a good recommendation for taking fish oil. Can you take too much, or can I take more?
The FDA says you can take too much, but here's the rules: you can use up to 3 grams. That's 3,000 milligrams of omega-3 fatty acids per day. And the FDA is fine with that. At 4,000 milligrams, 4 grams a day, they get worried that you may be raising your triglycerides.
The limiting factor for most patients is tolerance, because they'll either get diarrhea or excessive bruising if they're taking too much for themselves. So how much is too much might show up before we could find it on a physical.
And a small woman is going to be different than a hulking beast my size.
Okay, Okay, well, they're touting that the omega-3 XL is the best thing for you. What's the difference between that and the Kirkland's fish oil? I mean,
marketing.
Everyone thinks they're the best, so let's just be clear.
So I can still take the fish oil from Kirkland.
You can take the fish oil. The studies are done on fish oil. There's people out there that are getting omega-3s from a lot of different sources. You know, there's one group that's getting it from green mussels.
That's the Omega XL.
Yeah. So, you know, the green mussel base, the algae base, the this, the that. It's omega-3 fatty acids are what you're after.
But to be clear, a lot of the fish oils are diluted in other oils that may or may not come from fish that are not the EPA, DHA that you are looking for. So a smaller, more concentrated and cleaner blend is more important. And then spoilage. So if you're keeping your pills out on the counter and they smell like fish, they're already oxidized, they won't help you. So keeping them in the fridge is helpful. Taking them with food to digest them properly is helpful. And then making sure what you look at the ingredients list that it doesn't have that in here, I'm looking at the XL ingredients list. It has a little olive oil and a little bit of vitamin E to prevent spoilage. But the best way to prevent it from spoilage is to keep it
cool
in the fridge either or the freezer and use it quickly.
And to keep the package closed so you don't get air to it all the time.
Right,
it doesn't work once it
and
smells like you've
XL,
already cooked fish.
It smells really strong.
Yeah, you don't want it to smell strong.
Yeah.
You do?
No, you don't. Once the package is open,
it
needs to be sealed.
That's why I added that.
You don't want it to stink.
Yeah.
If the cat loves it, it's spoiled.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
and if it's
right.
causing
okay,
the belching
you.
And burping, it could be either digestion problem with fats, or it could be because it's already spoiled, and then you get that rancid feeling. And then that one you toss, but the one that's a little belchy, you just freeze it and take it with some lemon juice.
Oh, you can freeze it, it'll stay fresher that way, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or good fridge.
Yeah. The lower the temperature, the longer it lasts. It's really what it comes down to.
Like probiotics.
Perfect.
But you got to remember that if you freeze it, it gets really hard.
Yeah. That's the liquid. The gels, I think you won't notice as much.
Then, with my thinning hair, can I double up or take more biotin than normal, or does that actually reverse the process? I mean, the benefit.
Are you a patient here at Longevity?
I have been in the past, yes. I was actually one of his first patients back in 1998 and went for a year, and then later on when I could afford it, I came back. Mm-hmm. And I'm not at the moment, but I'm certainly seriously thinking about it again this coming year.
The biotin in high doses can throw off your thyroid testing.
Well, actually, all the hormone testing. So we do ask our patients who use biotin to please skip it for about 2 to 3 days before your labs, because it can show abnormal values. But biotin alone isn't going to fix thinning hair if it's really a thyroid issue, a micronutrient issue, a testosterone or estrogen issue, and that's or autoimmune disease. You know, people with psoriasis tend to have a lot of hair loss compared to people who don't. So assessment of why you're losing hair could be the key. And digestive tract problems is a big contributor to not absorbing the nutrients. So you can use the biotin. It might not be helpful.
Okay, so the normal amount of biotin is the best.
Yeah,
probably. The recommended.
But same with collagen. Okay. People just drinking collagen all the time, and it's only going to do so much after the first 5 grams.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because I think my problem is bleaching my hair.
Okay. It doesn't help the hair stay soft and lustrous, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
But omega-3s do.
I'm sorry, say that again.
But a little fish oil might help with that. You never know.
That's what I was, hoping. Okay. I have neuropathy in my feet, and I talked to Dr. Mixon a year or so ago about it. I mentioned that there's a thickening of the ball of the foot, if you could call it, right underneath the toes, and it's getting thicker, and it's not corn. He thought it was the outside, what would you call it?
Calluses or a thickening?
That's the word. Calluses.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's not. It's the meat of the foot itself underneath the skin.
Huh.
And so your shoes get tighter, and then it causes corns on the little baby toe. And so what am I going to do? Surgically remove corns, can they?
Well, I think they can, but tell you what, we've got to take a break. The music is playing, so we will be back in about a couple of minutes, okay? Sit tight.
That's right. Stay tuned. Hour number 2 of Leading Edge Medicine on the way. We'll be back with your phone calls. Here's the number to call to get through today, 206-421-5757. We'll be right back.